Lillard, 5 to shoot. A minute and a half to play. That's a bomb!
Oh, my gosh!
Ridiculous!
Yeah! NBA Straya. Hey, Gun, that's right. It's NBA Straya. It's Wednesday. Home day, August 12th. And I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer, sometimes, for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA Orlando bubble. Breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you while ripping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. That's what we do here. And the bubble's almost done. It's pretty weird to think about. We don't have too many more games left, which is horrifying. I'm enjoying this, like, absolute avalanche of NBA basketball out of nowhere. We've got 2 more days after tomorrow, and that's it. Anyway, we're going to wrap up some amazing, wild stuff from today's games. And the Suns are the best team in NBA history. In August. Nice. We've got the usual dumbassery, that's on a knife, oh mate, no mate, spud of the night, pantsing of the evening, and better than Lonzo Ball. Of course, we've got yeah, nah, we've got the unpopular opinion of the day, and we've got our back takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grilled take. There's another quick stray in player watch, and because it's Wednesday, we've got a new Mark Bradkey Memorial Sweaty Hairy Bloke of the Week, and a special edition Shane Heal Shooter Shoot Shoot Your Shot Light 'Em Up Award to give out, because we just got stuck. Plus, there's a pick and preview for all the games tomorrow. We smashed our picks today, 5 out of 7. And they're brought to you by playup.com.au/NBA Straya. Go there for all your NBA betting needs. And we're going to finish off today's show with the new Rowdy's Recos. Love that. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff with a life hack. Sweet. All right, NBA Straya episode 457. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better! Especially if you're Kyle Kuzma. He copped it yesterday, didn't he? That's what you get for saying that, oh man, I would have shot that over Jesus if he was in front of me. But yes, Kyle, as we put it on yesterday's show, Jesus was like 5'6" max. Like you're like a foot and a bit taller than him. You better fucking shoot over him. And then Shaq took Kuzma to task. Good stuff. All right, let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Straya. It's a daily whip around. That's right. The NBA announced today that they're going to name an all-seeding games team. So an all-NBA team, but only for these 8 games. And a seeding games MVP. The Kia NBA player of the seeding games. It's 8 games, NBA. Look, I love this. It's fun because it's fucking stupid. Because they're like, oh, I think we might have fucked up by not having MVP and Rookie of the Year and all the other awards count in these 8 games. So how about we just do more awards? You fucking numbskulls. Oh, I love it. It's so stupid. Anyway, we'll do our all seeding games team and player of the seeding games a little bit later in the show. The Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, hello, will conduct a new head coach search, a thorough one, they reckon, according to Shams over there at the Atlantic. Obviously, a shit can Kenny Atkinson like a day and a half before they shut down the NBA. It's like 2 days beforehand before Rudy fucked it for everybody. And Kenny's like, just, oh, dude, can you believe this happened? Hanging out on Long Island. Instead, obviously, Jacques Vaughn, who had a fucking horrible shit show of a run as a head coach in Orlando, has taken over and has been good because the Nets are now a juggernaut in the bubble. They're 5-2, mate. I love it. Without their 10 best players as well. It's fucking great. But the name's been bandied about for the Nets. Ty Lue over there as a Clippers assistant. Championship winning head coach, Ty Lue, don't forget. Jason Kidd, which is funny as fuck, considering he already coached the Nets. Everyone fucking hates him. And he left in disgrace because he tried to pull a power play over Billy King and didn't succeed. This is the same Billy King who everyone now agrees is a fucking moron. Unbelievable. Sixers assistant, Ime Udoka, which would be a good one. Good former Spurs alumni. And obviously, Jeff Van Gundy, which is fucking hilarious because he hasn't coached for 10 years and he was shit when he did and has spent the last decade complaining about basketball on telly. Can't really get around that. Just imagine him telling KD and Kyrie not to take threes because they're not good shots. Amazing. Speaking of New York, the Knickerbockers. The New York City Knickerbockers of New York City have hired Kentucky associate head coach Kenny Payne as an assistant coach, adding him to Tom Thibodeau's staff. Just out there trying to get all those Kentucky guys, the Knicks are. They're just like, hey, man, we've got your old head coach in our staff with Tibbs. Why don't you come play for us, Anthony Davis? Next minute, they're going to sign Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Love it. Finally, Paul George and Dame Lillard apparently have buried their beef because Paul George recently reached out to Dame to clear the air, according to Chris Haynes of Yahoo, explaining he had no beef and it was just competitive banter on his part talking shit to Dame because Paul George apparently didn't realize that Dame Lillard was from Oakland and took that shit personally, and all of Dame's family came after Paul George, which is fucking funny. And also, that's what you fucking get, Paul George, you dipshit. Anyway, Lillard apparently apologized for remarks made by a family member, and both sides said there are no hard feelings. And you know that Dame is like, actually, no, I'm going to kill that motherfucker. So all I want now is for the Blazers to fucking smoke the Lakers and make a run of the Western Conference Finals and then beat the fucking Clippers. Give me that. Love it. All right, let's wrap some games for today. We'll fly through these because we had some absolute laughers and one really, really rips naught up. So game wraps. We went 5-7 on our picks today. Pretty good. Brooklyn, the juggernaut bubble Nets. Nothing to play for. Kick the shit out of Orlando. 108-96. Who can beat them? No one. Love it. Stomped Orlando. I mean, Orlando had a little bit of a late run, but still. 12-point win. Good on you. Nits 12-10 for Vooch on 5-15 shooting. 18 for Markel Fultz. He was 2-11. Classic Markel. But my sweet baby TLC. That's right. My very good friend Timothy Lualu Cabarrou. Who, don't forget, I sat next to when he got drafted. It's fucking great. My man. 24 points and 8-12 shooting. He was unreal today. And Jarrell Martin had 24 points soon as well. He was really good too. 8-15. Clint Chiozza is just out there crushing for the Nets. Good job. Good win for the Nets. The bubble Nets are unbelievable. 35-36. 5-2 in the bubble. Orlando, 32-40. Houston lost to San Antonio, 123-105. This was a crucial game for San Antonio because if they lose, they're probably that's basically it. It's an elimination game, and they'll pretty much, you know, have this done in the first half. No fast Jimmy Harden for the Rockets. Rusty Westbrook only played 28 minutes. San Antonio kicked the shit out of the Rockets. They're up 21 in the second, up 23-24 in the third. Rockets took 48 threes, just like a bit of a fun run for the Rockets today. Rusty had 25-6. Thrift shot, McLemore himself had 6 of 16 for 16 points. It's a lot of sixes there, thrift shot. 4 of 12 from 3. And Al Jefe Green, 17 points for him. Spurs, Keldon Johnson, it was awesome. 24-11 off the bench. It was great. 3 of 3 from 3. Talk about him later. DeMar DeRozan there. Shot 9 of 13 for his 23 points. And Teenage Mutant Jakob Poeltl went 14 of 12 and 6 of 7 from the floor. 14 point, 12 rebound effort, 6 of 7 shooting. It was great. Nice game for the Spurs. They had 7 players in double figures and really just absolutely pantsed the Houston Rockets. Houston 44-26 there in fourth. They're a one game up on OKC. San Antonio are all tied up with Memphis and Phoenix in ninth in the West, but behind by 0.0012 of a percentage point because they've played two less games. Tough scenes. Speaking of Phoenix, they fucking killed the Sixers 131-17. Good win for the Suns, obviously. They're 7-0 now in the bubble. Needed to win. They need to win out to have any chance of getting into the play-in game. The Sixers rested everybody. They started Shake Milton, Matty T, Aussie Matty T, Matty Tybal, Alex Burks, Kylo Quinn. Kylo not going to get that goddamn triple-double because of motherfucking Furkan Korkmaz. And the regional manager, Mike Scott. This was a really fun game. Phoenix got surprised by being introed by their families. They didn't see that coming, and it was very cool. I enjoyed that and some fans. That was really nice. Still, the Suns really needed a big second quarter where they scored 40. Still only up 5. Needed a big fourth quarter to really just sort of salt this way away. This one away. And Philly, no Tobias Harris, no Al Horford, no Embiid, obviously. No Joshy Richardson. And away they go. Burks dropped 23 points, 22 for Rahul Neto. Kylo Quinn nearly gets a triple-double. Talk about that a little bit later. Got fucked by fucking Furkan Korkmaz. Little big dog, Glenn Robinson, the third, dropped 15-2. Suns, they shot 55%, only had 7 turnovers. Booker dropped his third straight 35-point game. He's awesome. 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 turnovers, 11 to 24 shooting. He was great. 16-point, 10-assist effort from Ricky Rubio. Mikal Bridges had 24. He was awesome. The homie, Dario Saric, chucked in 18. And DeAndre Drummond Ayton had 8 and 12. Philly locked in basically to the 6th seed in the East now, 42 and 29. Phoenix, they're unfucking beatable. 7-0. We're all goddamn Phoenix Suns fans now. They are Australia's team. With Aaron Bangers Baines there and no big Simo Ben Simmons on the Sixers. And they're all obviously tied up in 9th with the Spurs and Memphis. Love it. Boston beat Memphis 122-107. Speaking of the Grizzlies, Boston smoked them. I mean, Memphis vaguely got it close late, but vaguely was like 10, and Boston like straight away just hit a 3 and off they went again. But everyone got a bit of a run for Boston, which is nice. I kind of like this. Like, they played Hayward, Tatum, Brown, Kemba, etc. Give them some run, make sure they're healthy. Don't overtax them though, which is exactly what happened here. It's also interesting to see, like, you know, if you think about Hayward, Kemba, with their assorted injuries, they probably haven't gotten as that much run this season as you'd probably like. So now this is really just some tune-up. So I kind of like that. Grizz, they just couldn't get anything going at all. They shot 39% for this game, 7 of 29 from 3. Just ouch. Ja Morant, though, still a bad MF-er. 26 and 13 for him, just awesome. 14 and 10 for my name is Jonas Valanciunas. Dylan Brooks, 14 points on 15 shots. Thanks for coming, Dylan. Now there's a bloke whose shot has completely abandoned him in Orlando. And Grayson Allen, hot start in the bubble, trailing off a bit, 5 of 14 today for 12 points, 2 of 9 from downtown. The Celtics, so Jason Tatum was awesome. Awesome. 29 points, 10 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 5 from deep. No one on the Grizz bothered him. Make America Gordon again, 19-5 and 5 for Hayward, 19-3 for Kemba. Found his shot too, 7 of 10. And Time Lord, Bobby Willie, 10 of 7 with 3 blocks in 14 minutes. I fucking love Robert Williams. Anyway, Memphis are now 1-6 in the bubble, 33-39, out of the 8th spot, fighting tooth and nail. They got Milwaukee, who's our Gonquin for the good land, to finally get back in to a play-in game. But now they no longer sit in the driver's seat, so tough scenes. Boston, they've had 4 straight wins, locked in the 3 seed, 48-23. Portland-Dallas played the game of the day, absolute fucking rip-snorter of a game. If you haven't watched it, go watch it again now. It is awesome. 134-131 for Dallas. Losing that one. 134, Portland win it. Just crazy. They basically are sitting there going, well, we're laughing. We need to win these games, and we're doing it in pretty fucking tough fashion, but they did it. This was insane. It was 112 each with about 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Then they literally just traded buckets the rest of the way. Dane was unstoppable. Luka got going and just kept going to the bucket and getting fouled. And right at the end, Luka went 1 of 2 from the free throw line, missing a... the first one, which would have helped, you know, tie it up. Then Dame misses a mid-range shot after basically knocking in some of the most insane threes you'll ever watch. There was one that he shot, just an absolute bomb that bounced straight up in the air off the rim and somehow dropped in, that basically got them all the way back into it, and it was just fucking stupid. But anyway, Dame misses the mid-range shot. Down 132-131, Dallas have the go-ahead three wiped off after a Trey Burke charge. Because Dame was doing everything, including taking charges, flopping, and getting Dorio Finney-Smith threes wiped off. Incredible. Incredible. It was the go-ahead three. No time left, and fucking bang. They foul CJ McCollum. He calmly knocks in a couple. 134-131. Hardaway the lesser. Last part of the game. Inbound. No zinger. He's fouled out. Hardaway the lesser hits the side of the backboard on the buzzer-beating attempt. Hardaway the lesser... living up to his name. But Dame Lillard is the story of this game. 61 points, shooting fire out of his ass, crapping thunder, and it was unreal. We're going to talk about him a couple of times. The Extreme Zinger Meal was absolutely on fire today, though. He was the Extreme Zinger Meal.
Extreme Zinger Meal.
He was a fully charged, supercharged Zinger Burger.
Supercharged Zingerberger.
36 points, 12 of 17 shooting, 7 of 9 from downtown, 5 of 6 from the free throw line as well. Just did everything inside out, rim running, popping out for wicked threes, had 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. As mentioned, fouled out at the very end. It was a bit of bullshit, but great game from the Zinger. Luka at 25 points, 8 of 9, 8 of 19 shooting, 2 of 8 from 3, 10 assists, 8 rebounds. Good game late. Struggled a little bit in parts, but still was very good. Hardaway the lesser at 24 points, 3 of 8 from 3, including that last horrible shot. Finney Smith had 15, 12 points, 9 assists for Trey Burke. Of course, also committed the offensive foul that helped them lose the game. Max Shikliba, hello, hit a massive, massive 3 late. He had 12 points too. But the Blazers, they're incredible. 61 for Dame. Just, whoa. Can you gush more? 17 of 32 shooting. 9 of 17 from downtown. The bounce-in shot was insane. 18 of 18 from the free throw line. 8 assists, 5 rebounds. Incredible. Maybe a little bit lost in this was that Melo, is it me you're looking for? Carmelo Anthony had 26 points on 10 of 17 shooting, including 3 of 5 from downtown. Massive one late with about 2 minutes late, 2 minutes left. He was clutch as fuck, Melo. It was great. 8 rebounds for him as well. CJ McCollum sucked. 2 of 14 for 8 points. Did, however, hit a corner 3 that really helped the Blazers, obviously, really late. Nurk fouled out late with a 6.9 rebound effort. Nice. A lot, however, of Super Mario today, which is pretty funny. 22 minutes for Super Mario Hazonia. Love that. 1 of 5 shooting, though. Classic Super Mario. 0 of 3 from 3. 3 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Wingen Hassan Whiteside at 8 and 8. Gary Trent Jr. Oh, Terrence Trent Darby Jr. 5 of 11. 1 of 6 from 3. He's plummeted back to earth. 11 points. Dallas basically locked into the 7 spot now. Portland up into the 8 seed. 34 and 39. Great stuff. And then 2 absolute fucking snorer games. Sacramento beat New Orleans 112-106. The Battle of Jahlil Okafor and the Ukrainian stepladder Alex Len. Love it. Nope. No Zion, Williamson, Spindles Ingram, Drew Holiday, JJ Redick, or Derek Favors for Pelicans. The Kings didn't have De'Aaron Fox, so Lonzo Ball felt fine. Wasn't, you know, out there being fucking obliterated by De'Aaron Fox. Damn shame if you ask me. Jahlil had 21 and 4 for the Pals. Look, this got a little bit closer late. The New Orleans Pelicans, basically probably Elvin Gentry's second last game as coach. Just out there doing some fun shit, like calling a timeout on a fast break. Down 7 with about 40 seconds left. Good on you, Elvin. Fast Frankie Freddie Jackson, 8 of 11. Shooting pretty good, 18 points, 4 assists. Lonzo had his basically best game of the bubble, 16 points there. Nikhail Alexander-Walker went 3 of 10 for 9 points. The Pals are just a shit show. Kings, Black Falcon, Kaká. Harrison Barnes at 25. Bogdan was 16, 7, and 6, not bad. Harry Giles has been great in the bubble. 12 and 11 for him and 2 blocks in 25 minutes. Buddy Hield, 4 of 5 shooting in 19 minutes for 11 points. We'll talk about him later. And Jabari Parker didn't miss a shot in his 14 minutes. 6 of 6 from the floor, 12 points, 4 rebounds, whatever. They're both on 30 and 41 and both are eliminated. Milwaukee played the Washington Wizards. You would barely know about this. 126-113. Giannis got kicked out for headbutting Mo Wagner in the second quarter. He was 12 and 9 in 10 minutes. Amazing. Yeah, this was a laugher. Milwaukee just played everybody. 6 players with 10 points or more. Sterling Brown had 23, 5-8 from deep. Frank Mason the third had 19. Lopez went 5-5 from downtown. 24 points for him. The Wiz, Rui Hachimura had 20 points. Ish Smith, 19 and 5. Thomas, not Kobe Bryant, 13 and 8. Whatever. Wiz, 0-7 in the bubble so far. I think I called the fact that they'll go with 0 wins, and so far I'm right. And Milwaukee, 3-4 in the bubble, 56-16. All right, what's the state of play in the West? We have the Portland Trailblazers in 8. The Grizz, Suns, and Spurs all a half game back. With the Spurs just down on percentage points. So fascinating shit. Going to be so much more maneuverating in the coming days. We've got 3 more days worth of games left. And some fascinating stuff's going to happen in that time. You've got Portland playing Brooklyn. You've got, I don't know, Phoenix playing Dallas. It's going to be great, isn't it? Memphis playing Milwaukee. Ah, man. Can't wait. It's going to be great, great fun in the next couple of days. All right, let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the night for today, however.
That's not a knife.
That's a knife.
I mean, do I have to say it? Dame. Holy shit, 61. Unbelievable. 7 of 32 shooting, 9 of 17 from deep. The bounce in, just to bring up the 61, was fucking next level. He also mentioned that might have been his cousin who sort of tapped it back down and in. Unbelievable stuff. 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 18 of 18 from the free throw line. Just incredible game. But he also found Whiteside under the bucket to actually get them up 132-130 with not much time left. So good on him. Making the right plays, 61 points. Honorable mention goes to Devin Booker for his third straight 35-point game. But Dame was absolutely on fucking fire in this game. It is just a joy to watch him. I love watching the Blazers. I love Dame. So he gets it. And I've got a feeling that Dame might have the record for approved performances of the night, you know? Bit weird, but there you go. What about Old Mate No Mates, though?
Old Mate No Mates.
Who's got No Mates today? Poor George, copping on a shit ton of grief after talking shit to Dame. Pretty funny, rightly so, because fuck you, poor George. Kylo Quinn, though, is definitely Old Mate No Mates today. Got his 10th rebound today. He had 9 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. There's 45 seconds left. He's 1 point shy of his first ever career triple-double. The very next possession, fucking Furkan Korkmaz dribbles into a three instead of passing to Kylo Quinn, wide open under the bucket, completely unchecked. Ah, the Turkish assassin strikes again. Fuck you, Furkan Korkmaz. More like fuck Kyle Maz. Jesus. Tough scenes there for Kylo Quinn. Ah, man, there's going to be a shit in Furkan Korkmaz's shoe, no doubt, somehow in this bubble. And also, Buddy Hield, Old Mate No Mates, goes 4-5 in his 19 minutes today for the Kings, 11 points against in a dead rubber against the Pelicans. The thing that gets me about this is, like, even if you fucking hate him as the Kings, Luke Walton, the inverted commas brains trust in Sacramento, like, you still fucking play him more than 19 minutes and let him fucking off the leash, right? Like, especially against someone like the Pelicans, who fucking cares? Let him get his numbers, build up his trade value. Like, you're only hurting yourselves by relegating him to the bench and wasting the $20 million a year that you're fucking paying him, you fucking idiots. Sacramento. My God, you're dumb. Play Buddy. It's just not rocket surgery. What are we doing here? Dumb gonna dumb. All right. Spud of the night.
Spud of the night.
Austin Rivers, everyone blowing him after his 41-point effort yesterday. I didn't even mention it yesterday because I'm like, oh, watch out. He's going to be shit tomorrow. Bang, neck minute. 5 of 12 for 13 points. Thanks, Austin, for proving me right. Deza White went 2 of 9 today for the Spurs. Lonnie Walker, the fourth, went 4 of 12. Josh fucking Hat went 1 of 8 for the Pelicans. He was a Pelicant. 0 of 5 from 3. 0 rebounds, 3 points, 1 assist, 2 steals. Thanks for coming, Josh Hart. But we had 3 very, very special spuds today. Very, like, coming close to being records as well. 1 of 10 for Niccolò Melli. Hello. 25 minutes, 1 of 10 shooting. 0 of 4. From downtown. 4 rebounds and assist and 2 turnovers. Just incredible. But CJ McCollum, I mentioned this earlier, goes 2 of 14 in a must-win game for the Blazers. Is saved by his good mate Dame. And also goes 1 of 5 from 3 and hits the 1-3 in the corner in the 4th. That was huge. Huge. But 2 of 14 is spud town. But it's bettered. Absolutely bettered. Because Justin Anderson and his giant fucking bonce in 31 minutes went 1 of 15. He pulled a Bogdan. He went 0 of 12 from deep, which is just fucking remarkable. Like, 1 of 15, you'd think you'd hit more than one by mistake. Oh, man, Justin Anderson, Jesus Christ. I just assume it's his giant bonce, right? His ginormous fucking head that probably had him off balance. It's like an orange on the toothpick. Absolutely crazy. Justin Anderson for my Brooklyn Nets. My Brooklyn juggernaut Nets. Anyway, Justin, you're killing me. 1 of 15, mate. Do better. Pantsing of the night. Ja Morant kilt Jaylen Brown straight dead because he got straight kilt.
So he got straight killed.
But Devin Booker dunked on 2 sixes today. Norvell Powell and fucking Furkan Korkmaz. They both got straight killed.
So he got straight killed.
Yeah, tough scenes there. Tough scenes there. But also, like, Houston got pants by San Antonio. Houston are like, nah, we don't really want to be the 3 seed. Fuck it. Sticking in the Lakers bracket, which I kind of like. So good job, San Antonio. Good job, Houston, I guess, for getting pantsed. Finally, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Oh, yeah. We really are. Lonzo at least had his best game of the bubble so far today. 5-9 shooting for 16 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 turnovers. Oh, geez. Hit 4 of 6 from 3, which is he hadn't hit 4th. He hit 5 threes the entire bubble up until this point. He'd gone 5 of something like 26 or 28, I want to say. Anyway, 16 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Better than Lonzo Ball today, Rui Hachimura. 20 points, 6 of 18 shooting, 3 of 9 from downtown. And Timothy Luwalu-Cabarro, my man, 24 points, 8 of 12 shooting, 4 of 8 from downtown, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, and finally, the actual better than Lonzo Ball, Keldon Johnson. He was great for the Spurs. 24 points, 8 of 12 shooting, 3 of 3 from downtown, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Amazing stuff there with the 5 of 5 from the free throw line, because Lonzo's not hit 5 free throws this entire bubble either. And in 3 years, Lonzo's only ever once shot better than what Keldon Johnson did today, 8 of 12. So great stuff, Keldon Johnson. You are better than Lonzo Ball. Right, let's do Yeah Nas right after this one.
Hey, this is Isaac Humphries, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, it's time for some Yeah Nas, brought to you by thedailyliquor.com. If you're in a lockdown, want some booze, go to thedailyliquor.com, get some sample. The 3/4 IPA is awesome. Dos Blocos, Dos XPA, they're awesome. Mary Jane hemp beer, which is fucking great too. Pineapple beer. Ah, there's so much good stuff at thedailyliquor.com. Get it delivered to your door. Enter the code STRAYA, all caps, and they'll give you a free 6-pack as well. Fucking great. It's a delicious Dos XPA. That is a great beer too. I'm giving you free beers. I've already taken the squid for a walk today. So, I literally can't do anything else today. So, look, I'm trying to give you free beer. Go to thedailyliquor.com, use the offer code STRAYA, all caps, get some free beers. Thank me later. All right, let's do some Yeah Nahs. We take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more Yeah or Nah. Number one, is TJ Warren the bubble MVP? Yeah, Nah. 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 With apologies to Bubble MJ, he's been pipped after he got Jimmy butzed yesterday. He's had 2 shitty games. Meanwhile, Devo Booker is on a 7-zip run, didn't get pants by Jimmy Butler, and has gone 3 straight games with 35 fucking points. Has been incredible, and he's going to probably be my MVP if it's not Dame. So we'll talk about that in a second in the unpopular opinion of the day. Number 2, is the Suns 7-zip run all the more surprising, considering they've done it without their most important player? Yeah, nah! Nah, actually, because Aaron Banger's Baines is still there. And yes, he's their most important player, but that's not just because of what he does on the court. What he does, even off the court, is imbue them with an unassailable sense of fuck you-ness. I call it banger's juice. Bangersry, there you go. He is invaluable. And look, you can't tell me that the Suns don't look at their bench, see Aaron Banger's Baines there and go, yeah, we can do this. We can fucking do this. Of course we can. Love it. Good job, Suns. You are Australia's team. I'm loving this 7-zip run. I want a Blazers-Suns play-in tournament series, whatever. Let's do that. Next up, should Kyrie and KD have been ramping up to actually join this Jets juggernaut? Yeah, nah, fuck yes. The Nets are such a juggernaut at the moment. You can't hope to stop them. You can only hope to contain them. TLC. If it's not TLC, it's fucking Sweet Baby Carrots. Tyler Johnson's finally shredding it up where he should have been for the last 3 years. But just imagine if those two sooks, Kyrie and KD, weren't like, oh, hey, man, I don't want to fucking hang out with my team. Team, you know, this team's got a bunch of fuck you flying around it right now. They're not afraid of anybody. Kyrie, KD rock up, touring the Red Bull Prince, DJ, Wilson, Chandler, Spencer Dinwiddie. Imagine. Tell me Toronto wouldn't be fucking shit scared. Well, maybe not shit scared, but at least a little bit apprehensive. I love it. Kyrie and KD, I'm going to really enjoy just ragging on them their entire Nets tenure. Final, yeah, nah, should Paul George fuck off? Reaching out to Dame Lillard to clear the air, saying, oh, I don't have any beef. I don't have any beef, Dame. It's just competitive banter. It's like, hey, Paul, that's not banter. Banter's funny. You're shit. B, yeah, nah, fuck yeah, Paul. Carry your team and actually win something before you talk shit, you fucking idiot. Hey, man, look at my old team and all the success I had. You got bundled out of the first round a bunch of fucking times. You sucked in every good fucking closeout game, you idiot. Meanwhile, Dame has fucking carried this goddamn franchise the last 6 years. You moron. Paul George, fuck off. All right, unpopular opinion of the day. That might also count as one, but still.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, the all bubble MVP. I kind of think it might be, despite Dame 61, 51, just dropping them all everywhere. Still kind of think it's Devin Booker, isn't it? 7-0, leading the charge, back-to-back-to-back 35-point games, carrying an incredibly young team. But I've got Dame second because he has just obviously been in fucking incredible. And TJ, bubble MJ, Warren comes in third in my bubble MVP. Probably Luka could probably sit above TJ Warren. Because Luka's been awesome, but Dallas don't really have much to play for. They've just kind of been, you know, doing the tune-ups, whereas Indy are actually sort of in there fighting for positioning. And I really thought they'd struggle, but TJ has stepped into that role with Victor Oladipo slowly, slowly, slowly coming back. So give me Booker, Dame, TJ at the moment. A couple more games to figure it out. We'll do the final MVP after it all washes out. And the all-bubble team, give me Dame at point guard, Booker at shooting guard. Small forward, I don't know, Luka or TJ? Kind of, like, Luka is, like, top, like, five in all the categories in the bubble so far. TJ Warren has been unreal, but I don't know. Giannis, power forward, probably. And I kind of want to put Zinger at center. He might, I think he's probably been better than Anthony Davis. He's been awesome. You could do a second team, Ja Morant, Booker or Luka, MPJ, LeBron. Yeah, all checks out. But either way. Lots of fun stuff. We'll do the final all-bubble team and all-bubble MVPs once it all wraps up. All right, but now it's time for a bit of Outback Takehouse. It's Wednesday at Outback, and you know what that means. That's right, West Sydney Razorback Ribs cooked by West Sydney Razorback legend Derek Rucker. Only at Outback, and it goes great with a flame-grilled take like... The LA Clippers players Paul George and Pat Beverly talk shit to Dame Lillard just so he would go fucking nuts, get on fire, get the number 8 seed, and give the Lakers hell in the first round. Because the Clippers know that the Lakers are the only team in the West that can beat them in the playoffs. Only at Outback. Look, I don't trust Paul George and Pat Bev to be galaxy brain enough to do that. But maybe Doc Rivers. Maybe. Maybe this was Doc's nefarious plan all along. So, hey, Paul, go talk shit to Dame so they'll get the 8 seed and really fucking hammer and tong AD and LeBron in the first round. What do you reckon? Paul George's like, okay. Or maybe it's Kawhi. He does work in the shadows, does Kawhi. Maybe it was. All right, Australian Player Watch right after, let's say, this one from Rowdy.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, quick Australian Player Watch today, because we only had really Aussie Matty T out there today. Got the start versus the Suns, 29 minutes. He was great too, 7 points, 3 of 4 shooting, 1 of 2 from deep, 2 rebounds and a block. Just continuing his growth apace is Aussie Matisse. Loving every second of it too. Love his hair. Love his fucking YouTube channel. Loving everything about it. Obviously, big simo Ben Simmons out of the bubble now. Ryan Radney Brock of same thing. And the other two Aussies who ostensibly could have played today, we had Aaron Bangers Baines in that same game against the Sixers. Copter did not play. Coach's decision. Still recovering from the Rona and apparently a lower leg strain. And Patty Thrills, Patty Mills, copped another did not play coach's decision because of what Greg Popovich, after the game, came out and said. He might as well stay whole and take a rest, Pop said. He's kind of like a hummingbird. He plays at such a high level of competitiveness, I'd rather have him whole for next season. Okay, Pop. You also have to, like, win all these games, so I feel like you should be playing Patty, but interesting. It's also weird to think that Patty has basically been in the NBA for, like, 11 years. Crazy. All right, nice one. Right, it is Wednesday, so what do we do on Wednesdays? We do a Mark Brakey Memorial Sweaty Hairy Bloke of the Week, and we gave it to Nurk last week. As mentioned, looked like someone put a beard on my Year 8 art teacher. But welcome back. Similarly, Zach Collins, not hairy at all, but sweaty as fuck, looking like a sweaty WNBA player who's got to drive home in a Subaru Forester while listening to some Arnie DeFranco. To Zach Collins, I love it. He's probably my favourite NBA lesbian, so good job, Zach. All right, and what else do? We're going to do a special edition today of the Shane Heal Shoot a Shoot, Shoot Your Shot, Light 'em Up Award.
He threw it down! Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, for I'm healed because Dame Lillard, unbelievable. 61 points today, come on. 17 of 32 shooting, 9 of 17 from 3. Hammer-esque, but the best part is there are two players with 360-point games in one NBA season. The list is Wilt Chamberlain and Damian Lillard. That's it. It's pretty fucking good. And I mean, if Shane Hill had been given a fair fucking shake in the NBA, he'd probably be on that list as well. But still, 18 of 18 from the free throw line, 9 of 17 from 3, 17 of 32, drops a 51 piece and backs it up with 61. Dame Lillard just absolutely knock him down dead. Incredible so far. Just amazing shit, isn't it? Like, to drop back-to-back games, just go, right, nah, fuck yous. Crush it that much. 61-51. After he's already thrown in a 45 against Portland. Like, get the fuck out of here. Great stuff. Just hammer-esque perfection, excellence, and lighting it up. All right, let's check out the Patty Mills Game Day Bowler Game Day Twitter check-in, shall we? And it was Patty Mills' birthday today, which is pretty great. Love this. So there's a lot of messages out there for Patty Mills' birthday. It's fucking great. So we had the Spurs tweeting out Patty Mills' birthday stuff, which was really very nice of them. And happy birthday, Patty Mills, from Panning the Rock. You've got Noah Magaro George with his three photoshops of Patty Mills, which are very cool. Ball of Pat, Demonio de Tasmania. Ah, the Tasmania Devil. He's not from Tassie, but still. And a great Boomers one for the peak. But anyway, great stuff. Looking really good. Lots of people, basically, Yucca Purtle saying happy Patty Day. Pretty cool. And San Antonio, just out there going, happy birthday, Patty Mills. Good on you. Good on you, Spurs. It's very nice of you to wish him a happy birthday. But just Patty, happy birthday to the Baller Supreme. We love him here at NBA Australia. And doing great stuff on and off the court. And yeah, the Spurs tweet out a really cool graphic of happy birthday, Patty, with him driving to the hoop, which is brilliant. Good job, Spurs. Good job, Patty. All right, let's do some game previews for tomorrow then, shall we?
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane. These are brought to you by PlayUp Australia. As usual, go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up. Get around their NBA specials. They're always really good. We went 5-7 on our picks today. Pretty good. So for the year, we're at 544 of 960 picks. Which, look, just saying, it's pretty bloody good. It's not bad. Could be worse. Just saying. All right. So we've got four games tomorrow. We've got Indy at Houston, which is going to be interesting. Houston are favored by 8.5 points, which seems like a lot, unless we find out that Indy are resting people. So if Indy are resting people, you'd probably take Houston -8.5. But if they're not, I kind of like Indy +8.5. They play teams tough. Houston will be sort of happy sitting around where they are in the standings. They could feasibly, they're a game and a half up on the Yaz, one game up on the Thunder. See how they go with the 4-5 spot. So Houston, I don't know. I think I'll take Indy plus 8.5. It's a tough team to really kick the shit out of too. So give me the Indiana Pacers plus 8.5. Toronto play the Sixers. The Sixers on a back-to-back. The Raptors are favored by 5.5. I'm going to take the minus 5.5 for Toronto because even their B team could kick the shit out of Philly, I think, at this point. Even if Philly do bring back Orford, Richo, Tobias Harris, etc., I feel like Toronto, if they're resting dudes, playing their dudes at half speed, probably still cover the 5.5. Yeah. Give me that. Miami at OKC. Another rip snorter of a game. I kind of like the Thunder. -3.5. They're favored at -3.5. Miami have been pretty tough. They've been pretty good. Jimmy Butts, he's back. Gore on the floor. Dragic is back. OKC, though, I think we'll get everybody back. Keep everybody in tune. I think they'll get a win there. And then finally, the Clippers, Denver. An actual fucking corker of a game. I'm going to take the Nuggets plus 5.5. They got the big dude who could really cause a lot of havoc for the Clips. Clips aren't really playing for anything at the moment, so let's go with that. What do you think? 1.5 games up, the Clippers, Nuggets. Yeah, I think Clippers, Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets plus 5.5. They'll come out firing. It's going to be fascinating to see that one. Nice. Anyway, there you go. Playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up. Get around the NBA specials. Indy plus 8.5. Toronto minus 5.5. OKC minus 3.5. And Denver plus 5.5 for tomorrow. See how we go. Dunno. It's a bit tricky. This entire bubble has been really, really fucking hard to pick unless you've picked against Washington each game. So yeah, these are going to be interesting games tomorrow. Four really, 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 really topsy-turvy ones. See who plays, see what happens. All right, we're back tomorrow. Because that's it. With all the usual dumbassery, we're back. Make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey IGs, we're all over that. You know, had my Richard Dumas card go up today. That was pretty fun. Anyway, get around NBAAustralia.com/shop, buy some merch, buy a hoodie, buy a t-shirt, buy a stubby holder. Chuck us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on your Android phone. It all helps out. It really does. You got nothing better to do, so come on, do that. Go to thedailyliquor.com, buy some booze. Use the offer code STRAYA, all caps. Get a free sixer. I'm giving you free fucking beers. Love that. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their album, Running Out of Time, is out now and is a rip snorter. Big thanks also to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Shadow, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth and Facey. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And look, they can't play shows at the moment, so listen to their stuff. Buy their t-shirts. Help them out. Bands are going to do it fucking tougher than anybody. We're going to close out today's show with a brand new Rowdy's Recos as well. This has been fun. We're going to catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And later, ho. Song! It's Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff here, back for the latest installment of Rowdy's Recos, where I, Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff, try to help you live a little bit more of a stress-free life. I mean, after all, I actually had to live in a bubble in Russia. Literally, it was like that regurgitator thing. They put our entire team in a bubble for 4.5 months to make sure none of us could speak to the press or anything. We had to play a bunch of games in there too. It was really weird. 8 of my teammates didn't make it out. So yeah, I've dealt with ridding myself of my fair share of stress. Okay, so this week's Rowdy's Reco is really, really, really easy. Because remember, there's a pandemic sweeping the world with COVID-19 at the moment. And a really good way to survive it is, don't be fucking stupid. Just don't be a dickhead. Listen to doctors and specialists in the field and follow their instructions, like wear a mask. And this week's Rowdy Reco, don't cough on people. So there you go, that's a good life hack. Stay alive by listening to experts and doctors, wear a mask, and don't cough on people. You and your loved ones will thank you for keeping them alive and staying alive yourself. And hopefully, that means we'll be back to normal in no time. Okay, That's our Rowdy Reco for this week. I'll have another one for you next week. Until then, I've been Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. Keep living your best life, and namaste.